Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Justin Nimmergood.
That's right. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to our listeners and to you especially, Bruce.
All right. I get the special good Monday from you.
Yeah, it is a special. I enjoy our time together, man. That's always special.
Yeah, man. Yes, it is. It's always kind of special.
What's been new with you?
New with me, gosh. I think I was just telling you before the show, on this federal contracting list, so anything to do with counseling or coaching or whatever, I'm always seeing what the solicitations are, you know, and they're usually military, you know, doing critical incident stress debriefings or stuff like that for the military, where they want to, you know, have a contractor do their work. Right. So I was looking around at that and saw how they're trying to build several new immigration detention centers throughout California.
What?
Reminded me of my past life. Yeah. So that's what that was, where it said California.
Oh.
So that's interesting, you know.
Yeah.
So
California certainly makes it interesting for all kinds of labor laws, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, just it's going to make California great again and produce jobs. But it's you know, they're going to build these things. Who are they going to staff them with, you know? And it's always an interesting, it'll be more of a corporate corrections place that wins the contract, which means you don't have really sworn law enforcement type officers supervising these detainees,
right,
of these migrants. I guess we used to call them illegal aliens. Now that's kind of a faux pas. You call them migrants. Yeah, Christians get downgraded to Easter worshipers, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, a little bit of fun looking at that. And what else? It was good weather. Right,
yeah.
Planted a little veggie garden with organic things, and actually spread manure in the lovely suburban home there. Got some manure and other wonderful soils to grow the vegetables and stuff. So don't worry, the manure was purchased at Lowe's, so don't think we kind of went crazy with the manure. So it was procured as retail manure, folks. Don't call Child Protective Services on us yet. It's not to that level. But yeah, what else? Had some Thai food. It's always good. I think, boy, weekends are always kind of a blur. But, I had a six-hour intensive thingy on Saturday, kind of a coaching thing. So that was good. That's what that was. That's where the weekend went, man, because I was fairly spent after that. It went from 9 to 3, and, man, I was just like, I felt like I had run a marathon, man.
Honestly. I bet. That's how I feel sometimes, the weekend, man. It's like, where'd it go?
So were you at the Del Coronado living your best life, or is that just your
No, that was just better person. I was at, yeah, she's definitely my better half, right? No, she was there. I was at the, gosh, it was a little boutique hotel there. Give me a second and I'll give you the name of it. It was the Westgate Hotel. So downtown, okay. Westgate Hotel. Nice venue. So I was there most of last week at a medical device, so digital marketing for medical device companies event, representing Valbot down there. So Valbot's niches, you know, medical device companies. They've got several on board with them today. So it was a great event, great networking and just conference event. Learned a ton. There's some really progressive technology coming out and inside of medical device. You know, you think about, I was going to use acronyms, but I'm not going to do that for listeners. So like augmented reality, which we refer to as AR or virtual reality, VR type of scenarios, and what companies are doing with that to promote not only better, more productive workforces, but better productivity, you know, within their organizations. So that was really fascinating. And obviously connecting with partners and employees from current clients of ours. That's always fun too. So overall, a really productive event. I did take Naomi and Nala with me. You know, anytime I can use the opportunity to take the family with me, let them do their thing. I do my thing, but you know, hey, you know, we have our time at night or whatever to connect as a family. We do. And I feel bad because, you know, the damn dog, she's been like, you know, I feel like she's been passed around from person to person for the last 4 weeks while we've been traveling. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to book a place where we can take the dog too.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, got to take the dog, you know.
Got to take the dog.
Got to take the dog. Got to take the dog. So, you know, I love it. Your family. That's a nice sized family. The family that you have at this juncture, you know.
Yeah, I think so too. It's a, you know, we're small but lean and mean and. You know, not to say we won't grow one day, we will, but, you know, it was a good event though. So thanks for asking. And obviously all kinds of festivities and all that went on over the weekend. I know we got the NBA playoffs in full swing. I know we got, Game of Thrones in full swing. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I'm looking forward to. So don't tell me, no spoiler alerts, please, you know, what happens. I'm assuming it's just a complete bloodbath, though, based on what they set up for it to be. And just, you know, really looking forward to the coming months ahead. I've been getting a lot of requests from, oh, that's what I meant to bring up on today's show. So, you know, is it, so at what point in progression do you sort of, or do you never, right? Like with proteges of yours, do you always stay in touch with them? Do you, how actively involved? So this question got brought up by someone recently and I'm like, well, I believe you should be actively involved. And like, if they have a major milestone, like, you know, they graduate from college or whatever, like, yeah, you should be there for that. Right. Cause that's an important milestone for them. And so, you know, one thing I think about obviously as a coach is, what, you know, what are some of those milestones and how do we, you know, how do we handle them as coaches, right? Like, or what's your formula? So have you thought about that as well, Bruce? Like, you know, what would you be your form?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a formula, but as a coach, I mean, that's the beauty of being a coach is that you have those kind of open borders.
Yeah.
Like a politician today. Open borders. So, yeah, open borders. So, like, for instance, a young man that I coached years ago is graduating from high school. his parents mailed me a picture and, you know, saved the date, this and that. And it was a special dinner for the people who had been active in this young man's life, et cetera, et cetera. So absolutely, that would be a good thing to attend, you know. Some of the folks I've worked with have invited me to their weddings and stuff. So absolutely, I attended and purchased a gift, and also for the folks graduating. Yes, so from time to time. So if there's a social invite, you know, to with somebody that I've that was a protege or someone I've worked with, or you know, of course, I'm very active in the people that I've trained, right? I mean, so some of the people that I've trained, and they're off on their own. I mean, they call me and I answer questions, but there are people that I've trained that are my tenants or whatever they lease from me. And I'm very active with those individuals because I have the real estate for them, you know, offices for them to see clients. So obviously in receiving payment for said office space. So I am very active with those individuals because I want to see them succeed and book clients for multiple reasons, for their own growth and prosperity, and to a lesser extent for mine. So those are kind of the areas of engagement, you know, from going to social functions to, you know, kind of, you know, being very involved, at least at a weekly pinging capacity, on folks that are tenants.
Yeah, that want some time over, like when you say pinging, like text or email.
Yeah, text or email, stuff like that. Yeah. So, you know, every now and again, and I'm glad I have the space because, you know, back in the day when I did it, I just had one office. And I was very, very, you know, tight, you know, like one tenant would leave, I come in the next hour and leave, and, you know, it just, but now that I have multiple offices, I can, you know, I can come and go with my main offices on each property and then lateral if somebody needs it for a quick session or what have you. So, that's actually been a good revenue stream with two models. One is a boutique $23 an hour model, and the other one is a straight, you know, $150 to $250, whatever per month fee for mm-hmm. blocks. Mm-hmm. So that really helps defray my overhead, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Fascinating. It sounds like a great way to kind of approach that piece of the business. I really like how you set that up.
Oh yeah, man. School of hard knocks, man. This is not me reading Justin Nimmergood's book and that's it. The epiphany's here. No, man. Reading Justin Nimmergood's book does create epiphanies, but not in terms of how to meet out real estate. But yeah, man. I mean, it's, you know, as you acquire more, in my case, more real estate, you know, you want to use it effectively, right?
Right.
I mean, right. You just want everything you have that you do as it relates to your business. You want a return on investment on what you're doing. You know, I mean, I take this all the way down to ordering Sophia Global printer cartridges that are compatible with Canon Pixma printers. And they are literally a fraction of the cost. The fucking Canon thing, man. I am just like crack pipe. Those things go just as good as not better. And I'm paying like just a fraction of the cost. I'm like, yeah. So hopefully our relationship with China is our relationship with China continues. Speaking of, hold on a minute. Let's see if we have...
will be the greatest president that God ever created.
Whoa. We have a special appearance here today. Mr. President, hold on. The president.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, man. Before you go, sir, what else you got?
Look, I'm really rich.
Okay.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Well, that still, sir, has yet to be determined. Now, we are waiting. I know you're trying to build the wall piece by piece. I mean, what else do you have for us? Anything?
I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair. I swear.
Well, are you listening to YouTube again, Bruce? But,
no. No, actually, are you ready for this? I have a ballpoint. I have a ballpoint pen that when you click it, it does Trump audio.
Oh man. Okay, Trump audio. Huh?
Stand by for, hold on. Maybe there's one more.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
All right.
Yeah. Oh man.
There you go, folks. Sorry.
There he is.
President stopping in the Concierge Coach Show. Wish you well. Hopefully, save a spot for us in Mar-a-Lago. Oh. So anyway, was that inspiring?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who you are, I guess.
Oh. You know,
I guess.
I'm in California. Like, okay, that's okay.
Well, I mean, you got to be careful here.
See, the boomer kind of everybody gets the nod. Like, yeah, I mean, anyway, but so back to our discussion. So yeah, that's you know, when you have, you know, real estate, you need to use it effectively and try not to, you know, just kind of sit around, and to include the supplies and the equipment and those things. And
check up on your investments. And, you know, I think that's important. And that's not just of the real estate, it's of the people, right?
Right. Yes.
You know,
yes.
The janitors that are, you know, cleaning, you know, the after hours, you know, all the people that are part of your real estate investments.
Yes. Interestingly, my Dallas office just doesn't have a speck of dust in it. I mean, and those building custodial staff, I guess, janitor or whatever. I mean, they're at 5:01, man. They're ready to go. They're busting down the door, man. So I'm trying to get on with their evening. But man, that office is super clean. And then on my other property, I have to arrange to have that done myself, and have some good folks that come in periodically and do it. So and I'm with hardwood floors, man. It's just it's just Swiffer, and I can even do a Swiffer myself, man.
Isn't that great? Hardwood floors are great, in my opinion.
Hardwood, man, hardwood floors are...
I just feel so much more, empowered, clean, yeah, empowered, clean, connected, when I've got hardwood floors.
Closer to my Scandinavian roots here. It's kind of a blonde wood.
Mine's
you like that, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
Whew, it just needs blue eyes on the floor.
Oh, man.
And we're there.
Cracking me up today, man.
Man, bro, what's the plan here on the show today?
What got into you? The reason I brought up what I did is so...
Okay. What's the reason?
Well, you know, I'm a believer that so we're talking about real estate, right? And I'm making the point that, you know, let's say you have a business or, you know, so for me, one of my businesses is I am involved in real estate, you know, very quietly, right? Coaching, consulting, you know, so you're having to constantly monitor all these different lines of business. And within coaching, you have a protege, right? And to me, I'm a believer that you should still stay connected with those people and you should be at their, like I mentioned, at their graduation. But my other half, you know, might have thought otherwise. And so, you know, we kind of in a bit of a disagreement. I'm like, listen, you know, these major milestones you don't miss, right? And if you were involved in this person's life too at some level, then you need to be there, right?
Right.
So it's just, to me, that's how it goes, because those are moments that they're going to remember, you know, forever, is those, you know, wedding, you know, graduation, like those key moments in their life. And so, you know, this gentleman that I mentored last summer and, you know, coached, you know, there ever since, has gone on and he started his own business recently. And he's, from what I understand, doing quite well with it. And he's still helping me kind of on the side from a marketing perspective as well. So he's just multifaceted, multi-talented. He can wear multiple hats. I'm like, damn, I taught you the channel well, didn't I? So, you know, I'm like, all right, I want to go out and I want to, you know, I want to see him graduate. Plus, he's going to be fucking valedictorian of this class. So that in itself is kind of a big deal.
That's a huge deal, man. That's a huge deal.
So it's like, hey, you know, give him all the accolades he deserves and, you know, send him off correctly, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's a huge, huge achievement. And I think that you were a part of that and playing a supporting role that's a big deal as well.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's just one of many, you know, clients, you know, we come across, but, you know, there's a couple that always, you know, might be your standout students or whatever. And so he was obviously clearly one of them for me. But that's all I was kind of getting at is like, so what's the, you know, the cutoff points or whatever, right? Because it's like we can't be there for, gosh, if I tried to be there at everything for everyone for my entire life, that would, I mean, that's not even humanly possible, right?
So, you know, and if you can't be there, you can always send over a gift with a card, you know, and hey, you know, congratulations on this special achievement. Regrettably, I couldn't be there because of some other commitments, but, you know, I just wanted to, you know, congratulate you, this and this and this, you know, and, you know, with a nice handwritten card, you know, it's a little old school with some sort of a gift or gift card or whatever, you know, whatever you think that person, you know, would respond to, and, right, and at least have that, you know, acknowledge, you know, acknowledge their achievements. So I think that's, you know, that's what I would do. Like you said, you can't be there for everything, but you can only do so much.
Or for everyone for that matter. Right. Yeah. So that's what it's like there, you know, there's, you know, balance, right? You got to find that balance. And as a coach, I'll tell you, finding that balance is it can be tough. You know, one thing we haven't talked about is when you know, coach someone and then it's natural human instinct to get emotionally connected, you know, to these people, right? As you should, because you have to, in order to go there to help them, you have to go and uncover some of these, you know, emotional baggage. And so you have to kind of almost put yourself in their shoes in order to go there, right? But then, you know, you also have to sort of relinquish yourself of it at some level too. Can't harbor it with you. So, you know, like I said, just finding that balance as a coach is always challenging. So for you listeners out there, right? Obviously, we're the Concierge Coaches Show. So just know that we face it too, right? Like, we've been there, you know, and we've been where you've been. You know, we've seen a lot of it, maybe not all of it, but we've seen a lot of it. And, you know, I guess my couple tidbits for you would be, you know, A, if you have I call them proteges, people that you've mentored that you feel are exceptional students, you know, make it a point to be kind of present in their life, right? For everyone else, you know, you stay connected to them in ways that you can, and you do your best at that. And, you know, I think everything else kind of has its way of working itself out. You know, that's just me, because I know we're here, and as coaches, we're doing this because it's something bigger than ourselves, right? People don't just, you know, raise their, and it's like what we talked about, whatever it was, couple weeks ago, Bruce, like the coaches that are just here to make a quick buck or whatever, that's not what it's about. It's about, I think, you know, we've taken this oath, some of us, this unwritten oath, you know, because of why we're doing it, right?
All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, for a lot of us, this is kind of a calling, you know, versus a vocation. And or somewhat of a mix of both, you know, and, you know, I've had, and I'm thinking about all our guests that we've had on the show and other types of coaches and, you know, how was it they got into this space? And it was through, you know, through their own growth and development and kind of where they are in their lives and how they interact with others and how they can help others, you know, and, And mine has its own unique blend of that. I mean, I fashion myself as a human tow truck or something. I mean, I would say most of my clients are in trouble. They are in some sort of trouble. They're going to lose their job. They're going to go to jail. They're going to lose their family. They're going to be demoted. They're suffering from an addiction, you know, you know, it's not only the self-defeating thinking, but there's also some pretty real consequences coming down the pike, you know, at this person. And if they don't make some changes pretty quick and consistently and quickly, there's going to be some big consequences to follow. Now, I know that's not the ideal situation to pull from a coaching practice, but, and I mean, and you know this, I mean, that's kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you know, you and I kind of met under a story of that regard, you know what I mean? So where we knew some folks that were, had some impending consequences. So, yeah, man, I think that, you know, I think water seeks its own level and people, you know, get into the space. And then as we're working with people, we get close to them, right? Because the more time you spend with somebody, the closer you're going to get to them. And that there needs to be, you know, there does need to be a boundary between the coach and the client, for sure. But, you know, I would think, you know, and I'm hoping that a lot of coaches can negotiate, you know, or navigate and have wisdom and discernment, you know, on what's appropriate and what's not appropriate in that coaching relationship.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's almost like a policies and procedures but it's your oath, but, it's your coaching oath, right?
Right.
You know, that we all kind of take. You know, one thing that I've, also, I guess, come across is, so as we're talking about coaching and kind of, you know, communication, right, has probably been one of my favorite courses that I took as a student, not only I would say, you know, through high school and college, but after thereafter, right? Mm-hmm. And just learning how to kind of, you know, read people and read signs and then be able to communicate to, you know, certain people in the right way, I think is a really valuable skill. So I know there's some great books out there, right? Like The Five Languages of Love is a great one. I know, you know, we obviously heard from our guests a couple weeks ago on the six human needs, right? And how those all play a role in our daily lives. There's also the Wheel of Life, which is basically the seven, you know, key imperatives of life, if you look at it from a holistic perspective, that in order to be congruent, you need to sort of fill these seven areas up of your life fairly congruently. They call it a wheel because if one is more, you know, you invest too much more in one than the other, then your wheel gets misshapen and you fall off the road, right? So
right.
I think a lot of that, all of that really is just, you know, it's key. And those of us that have gone through the Robbins or the coaching practitioner certificates, the NLP, they're like, you learn very quickly that, you know, coaching comes down to just understanding and good communication and really listening to your client's needs first and foremost. That's it. And then obviously providing them with a toolkit and a roadmap in order to how to get there, how to get past this and onto the other side. That's it. So I think sometimes people, you know, overcomplicate things, and it's really simpler than we often make it to be. And that's sometimes because we're in our head too much. We just need to, you know, be back and connected and feeling the wind in our hair and, you know, I guess riding your, you know, Yamaha or whatever,
Rocket. Sold that thing, man. I sold that.
Oh, you did sell it.
Oh yeah, man. I sold fast, man.
How much? Well, you don't have to share.
Yeah, but made a good profit on it, and
good.
No, it was a good sale. So we were glad to see that and have the open space in the garage. But yeah, man, like you said, have the open wind in the hair and you know, kind of move forward and see what's next, you know. Gosh, you know, I'm so glad that my business has cycles, because if I was just working all the time, I wouldn't be growing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, look, I should rephrase that. I certainly grow by seeing clients. I certainly grow and learn by doing that. Right. And I certainly grow and learn by fulfilling my continuing education. But just in terms of, you know, staying relevant. You know, so like for instance, here, one of my service lines, I'm really working on the YouTube channel, man, with intros and outros and a YouTube trailer. And, you know, and then the link comes up when I say the link and all this other stuff. And, you know, really kind of embracing YouTube as an information source now that, you know, that people are using YouTube like they do Google to find things. And, man, you know, and just seeing the metrics, it's happening. And yeah, one of my videos, was 4,000 views in right around 30 days. And
wow,
you know, yeah. And it was a crappy video. So I'm like, oh no, so I got to get that redone. And yeah. Kind of look at that. So, you know, I know they, you know, had a couple of people like, this video is confusing. Like, oh my God, it wasn't designed to go viral, but, or not viral, but, you know, pretty good, you know, 50 plus in a couple of days, you know, and looking at it. Anyway, long story short, having to do that. Now, again, that founder's trap that I talked about, I'm going to have to throw in the flag and hire somebody, or, you know, to which I kind of have, actually, a freelance person to help me with the YouTube stuff. You know what I mean? Because that studio editing, it takes time.
Yes.
I have no time anymore to do anything. So it's frustrating. But, you know, I guess that's another thing, Justin, as you get kind of, you know, you kind of get down the lane with things. It forces you to outsource. It forces you to hire. And, you know, once you start getting that growth and stuff, right, you have mm-hmm. to, you have to bring in other people in various capacities. And that can be difficult sometimes, you know.
Because absolutely people, can.
Because, you know, people can let you down or not be good or whatever, or flake out or go rogue or something. I mean, it's just a so it's always an interesting aspect to business that happens a little bit later on down the line, but it
right,
that's a reality after a certain growth point, I think, you know. So
yeah, you get to a point and it's like, okay, what next? You're like, okay. Mm-hmm. So being able to pivot and kind of, you know, move and groove is imperative at those junctures that you get to, you know,
right.
If not, then you stay in this, you know, the status quo. Well, I don't want the status quo, you know.
Yeah.
I want to move past that. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of, I'm speaking in June. I'm giving two kind of, I don't want to say TED Talks, but to a pretty to a large school district here. They have their parent university, which hundreds, if not thousands of parents attend this 2-day event with speakers on this, that, and the other thing. And so one of mine is on coaching and recovery coaching for adolescents, and I'm going to have one of my proteges with me and talk about how we do that in the age of dab carts.
Dab carts, huh?
Juuling is the new gateway drug, and seems to go from there to dab carts.
What is juuling?
What is juuling? It's, you know what that is. It's vaping and this device called a Juul.
Is that what kids are doing nowadays? Is
vaping? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, fuck! I didn't
vaping.
Even know.
Yeah, man, vaping, and it can be pretty potent tobacco, and then. And then they start to vape, and then they'll go and then use the same mechanism, the vaping, with their THC product. But the problem is it's 50 or 60 times stronger than a joint or a blunt of yesteryear. So these kids are literally freaking out and making bad choices or hallucinating or doing stuff. So the two area school districts here will be like, yeah, we got this kid who ripped his clothes off in class. Like, yep, I think he's high.
Oh shit.
But he was kind of psychotic looking. Like, yeah, I think he probably hit one of those G pins too hard.
Yeah. He's like, chill out, dude.
And then this other young lady thought she was going to die and actually kind of worked herself into a panic and kind of tachycardia, and they wanted to bring the other school kid up on attempted manslaughter or something. It was just, you know, how the Pleasantville area people are, man. They hired some hot gun attorney that was going to sue the kid that gave her a hit. Yes. I digress. But anyway. This is the coaching I do.
Oh man, You coach them on vaping pens and
G pens,
and G dab
carts. I mean, I was like, man, bro, are you like a plug dealer or what? Like, no, I'm just I work with adolescents. Like, leave me alone. Like, I'm a baby boomer, the hippest boomer ever. So,
oh, that's too funny.
I know, man. The hippest, one of the hippest,
hippest. So when are you coming out this way, Brucey? We miss you out here.
I got it. I know. I need to. Man, I've got to come out there. I have to come out there. And you know what? You and I need to do. If I come out there, you need to make a commitment that you and I will go to Sherman Oaks to the station and take some pics of us in front of our. There's a wall of all
in front of our studio.
Yeah, and there's a picture of you on the wall. There's a picture of me on the wall. And the Mothership Studios, and we have to go there for a photo op. So
I mean, I think we should make it happen, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, we need to do that. And it's been fun when I've done it in the past, and it was always a fun time. And one of the times I was there, everybody was locked in their studios. They were just like, they wouldn't come out. And I was just like, okay. And then I just had people take pictures of me and like, fine. And I just sat down in the open studios. It was funny. And just had my run and then left. And they're like, oh, where'd you go? I'm like, dude, I was there an hour taking pictures.
Like, where were y'all?
And then just left. Yeah, it's pretty interesting to see the LA Talk Radio studios. It's kind of a FBI undercover type of deal, man. It just, the building looks the part. You kind of go up this elevator and get out, and you know, you have to really know where you're going to get there. So,
sounds like a maze.
it's interesting.
It's got all kinds of trap doors and stuff.
Yeah, that building hasn't been attended to since the 60s. I mean, it's like a Get Smart episode or something. It's like, da-da-da. Okay, da-da. Anyway, no. But seriously, the studio's great and the offices are great and they do a good job for us. And we're glad to be a part of the LA Talk Radio family. And another thing happened. That's right. You're not. I'll have to show you. I had some media. I found a media person to do some print media for me.
Oh, good.
And I'll email you some stuff that came out on the on my federal prison service line. I've gotten some really big compliments on it, and I think we may want to move forward on something like that for our show. So
yes,
just top drawer stuff. So. But again, right. These are just the business hygiene aspect of it, you know?
Yes.
And you say, oh, I'm a coach and I just love being with people and I'm just such a purist. And then boom, the success comes and now you got to do things to maintain the business. And if you're not careful, you know, the business aspect will swallow you up.
That's right.
Man, am I sounding like a boomer right now, or is that?
Yeah, you sound.
Am I making sense to you?
I mean, you sound like a boomer.
I mean, but am I right though? Boomer language and all though. I mean, are you feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I mean, that's what it's about. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean,
but, can I say it like? Should I say like? Low key, I'm like straight busy almost 24/7. I mean, should I say it like that?
I guess, yeah, the low key in front of it really helps it out.
Yeah, okay. Low key, it's like I'm almost straight busy 24/7, like FR for real. AF, I'm like busy AF, FR.
Busy AF. Yeah,
the AF. Like, you cap it with FR for real.
For reals.
For reals in my feels. I'm in my feels right now.
Did I tell you I'm going to be in Austin this weekend?
No, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, I'm going to likely, unfortunately, not going to be able to join on Monday because I'll be at the Forrester Summit. It's major, all the chief C-level execs from major tech companies are going to be there in Austin for 4 days. But I'm going to see a little Jakey on Saturday for a little
bit.
Check in with him. Definitely have a little conversation with him.
Yeah, a mentoring conversation.
Something like that.
Like that. Well, give me a call if you need reinforcements, man.
If I need reinforcements, I will let you know. Don't worry,
Camp Cameron, man. We'll get the barbed wire fence erected up. And just, no, I was kidding, but just kidding. But yeah, man, we'll have a that'll be a good. A good trip for you to see Austin and and stuff like that. You're just Austin is just so crowded now, dude. It's just crowded.
It
is. I mean, it's hip and everything. It's just I don't know, man. And the vibe is, you know what I'm saying? Like low key. Anyway, the vibe was a little bit on the crowded side, you know. And then when it gets so crowded per square inch, people get frustrated, and all these kind of nice hippie types are turning into New Yorkers because they're frustrated because they can't get down the street, you know?
Yep.
And it kind of, the whole thing backfires on itself. But I want to see what they're going to do with the Bernie Sanders, man. The Bernie Sanders stickers are still up from 16. And I'm just going to see who do they endorse now? I mean, you know, so anyway, we won't talk about politics, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I think you should run, Justin. There's room on this ticket. And I think, honestly,
you know,
you would have a chance.
Politics are in my future. And I know that's kind of out of left field, but I do think they're in my future one day.
Oh, yeah.
But yes. I don't want that day to be right now because I have some other things that I'd like to...
Some other things to accomplish.
Before I get into that scene,
I think you would be marvelous. And just remember, I'd love to be a senior boomer cabinet member. So when you get there,
cabinet member, okay,
or at least make me the ambassador of some third world country or something to set me straight. But no, man, I could I could definitely see you in office for sure. Well, sounds good. So next week we'll probably have a guest here on the Concierge Coaches Show.
Yeah, I think so. Probably be a good
I can do a soliloquy for 50 minutes soliloquy.
No,
so probably gonna get a guest.
Well, the soloist, the soloist, which Naomi had on for a couple minutes over the weekend. I'm like, honey, that show doesn't really doesn't really fly very well.
There's a couple of people that I follow on YouTube, and they rant and they do these videos of themselves, and they're supposedly uplifting, but they say absolutely nothing, and it's phenomenal. So I might bring one of those folks on in disguise.
Yeah. Well, then it's like a ventriloquism.
Oh God, right? Dude, it's amazing. Hey everybody, I just thought I'd give you a shot today, just to really kind of help with you. You know what I mean? Don't let people drag you down, and you know, it is what it is, and you just got to be mindful. And oh man, they just go on and on and on. And I'm just like, I'm enthralled by how much they say that has little to no content. So. But I get in that zone myself, so in Boomerville. So live and let live, man. So
that's folks, right.
That just about concludes another fantastic episode of the show. You get to see inside the peek behind the veil of how Bruce and Justin think, or at least think on.
Yeah, we gave them a real look under the hood today, didn't we?
For reals, AF shot of what. Yes, of who we are. And so don't forget to catch our shows on iTunes. We're all nice and caught up there. They're archived on the LA Talk Radio show, our show page as well. And don't forget to see us on LinkedIn, the Concierge Coaches Show, and Instagram, Concierge Coaches Show. on Instagram at bcameron2 at conciergecoach.net. And how can folks reach you, Justin?
Nimmergood.com, the one and only.
One-stop shop.
Find me there. That's right. Single source repository.
Oh, better than suppository. But yeah, single source repository. Remember, summer's coming up, so Justin, start working on your triceps now.
Yeah.
Get some shots of those guns.
I've already started on the beach body, and I can tell you I'm looking at my abs right now, and yeah, they're coming right, in. I'll be ready. Don't worry.
The son of Tony Horton, ladies and gentlemen. Woo, but that's another week, so another reason to live. So all right then, well, that'll be a wrap. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.